2015, Monday, June 22nd, 12:43 p.m. So to my mind, it feels like there are soft limits to the human psyche, and I push against them. And it's made out as if there are external limits that are fundamental and that don't exist. It's like this, there's a lot of stuff that I've been thinking through, and I want to get to where I can develop it out. I can develop it out, overcome bottlenecks, move things forward. That's what I want to do, think through things in my mind, and then if I go to try and talk through them, it's difficult to do. And so then I get to thinking about figuring things out around association. Something to do with that virtue and simply forcing things through, because it seems like it always comes back to the same problems over and over again. It's made out as if it is new, and in some sense it is new, but I already have solutions developed from before. And it's made out as if, no, there's this new fundamental limitation, and this is it. Cannot get beyond this. It's like, no, this is equivalent to something that I've already done. The solution in that case was not to either accept a limitation or try and puzzle something out ad infinitum. It was just force the thing through. And do that, it works. I always get the sense that it's like something raw, something simple, and yet there's always these interpretations that are fantastical. They're not that fantastical, but I know what I mean. It probably has something to do with this fictional quality to reality, which is difficult for me to talk through because it sounds like I'm talking through something that is also fantastical, and yet not really. So I've tried to say a couple times now that don't believe that everything is an illusion. It's more like things are imaginary, yet have existence in the same way that imaginary numbers have existence, and you see them show up in physical equations that describe reality. Same type of thing is what I mean, and yet it's also possible to have illusion. The difference is that the imaginary, certain things that are imaginary also are foundational, and you want to build on those. The fictional nature is the imagining and the hitting upon the things that are foundational, the things that you can build on and continue on with, which you want to differentiate from the illusions. That's what I've been looking to say for a while now, and it's like, why should it be so difficult to do that? I've also for a bit now been thinking about like things around quote unquote the good, which don't even really exactly mean, but it's a word, I use it. The coming into being of it, and how it seems always, not always, but I think it does seem as if it always needs to do kind of a bit of overkill on it in order to be able to do the things that are underneath it. Where it's like, it can say, so even for myself, I can imagine it well being that it's like I talk through a bunch of stuff. Seems great, and it's like I don't even really follow up on it. And so it seems as if it was not even needed. So it's like it's an overkill on this or that problem. in order to get through it. It's also thinking about, say, what I see around, like theories around film. Did the people who were making the film really need all the thinking that went into it after it was put out by people who go ahead and analyze it? Seems like, and from a certain point of view, no. But then again, I've been talking quite a bit against a quote-unquote rationalizing point of view, where theoretically, after you already have everything, you don't need all this other stuff. You don't need to make any mistakes to learn anything. You just take the one path to begin with, and it's rational and it seems perfect. And yet, it's like that's not realistic. If you want something fictional, that is fictional. So my feeling is that it's like there is something there and something with association, the will, intuition, principles. Something like this. It's like I have an intuition around something. I try and stretch my imagination towards it. I try and assert my will, roughly speaking. Again, it's kind of imaginary or associative. And sometimes there's movement, and sometimes not so much. And the points where there's lack of movement is taken as if, all right, that's it. I can't move it. I have to look for something outside, like, say, systems development, as opposed to saying, you know what, I really feel like coding right now, so I'm going to sit down here at this computer and I'm going to make it my goal to go ahead, code this thing up. It's already coded. I can transcribe it, so I'm going to be absolutely insistent upon this. I know I can do it. It'd take about a half hour. I don't really care how bored I am or how much I don't feel like doing it. If I have to, I'll concentrate on moving my hand and moving my finger all the way over to this key, press it, next one, press it, etc. Go all the way through it. If I don't feel like running, or if I don't feel like sitting in meditation or whatever, don't feel like doing this these mundane household chores, I can consciously exert my will, force it through. So it gets me thinking about things like that. Should I not do more of that? Especially if there is no problem as far as physiological energy goes, and it's just some kind of interpretation of it, as if the separation of self from self, I'm forcing myself to do something that I don't want to do, and yet it's just like that's just the interpretation of it. There is no like additional person or people that don't want to do whatever it is. It's a raw resistance, and you can get through it by simply practicing exerting conscious control over things. Figuring out how to actuate, figuring out, okay, how does this kind of associative control actually work? Maybe it's something like this. Maybe you manually figured out how to do whatever you did do. Like you manually figure out how to drive a car, right? When you're first getting going, you don't know how much pressure to use on the gas or how hard to turn the wheel, etc. And so sometimes you do too much, sometimes you do too little, too much, too little. And you eventually start to work it all out. Associated with these things, there's some sort of qualia or feeling which you can then call up and you can imagine. And when you want to do whatever it is, you just imagine up. You just kind of naturally imagine up whatever it is that you want yourself to do. You don't actually do every single little individual thing the same as if you were learning it. So that's what you do, and then you can chunk the things. It's like you're not lost, you're not in some foreign city or whatever, where now you're consciously paying attention to what you're doing, etc. This is the same route you drive day after day after day. All right, well, in that case also, is it not such a stretch to say, all right, I've done this a million times, so I can just imagine it. And just have these other qualia associated with it, and go ahead and do it, and actuate whatever the thing is to get going, to get in the car, and then drive from point A to point B? Is that really such a stretch? Or do I have to imagine that it's like I frame it up as a command in my mind, and then there's this other person, and then I tell the other person, all right, now drive me to the store. And that's how I explain it, because if I'm not paying attention to it, if I'm not consciously exerting control, then the only other explanation is that there has to be some other agent doing what I would do consciously. It's like, I don't think so. All right, now suppose it's the case that you're able to do something in a sense with the assistance of whatever this is. Can't remember if I talked through it on a recording or if I did it written, but I was talking through something where the explanation for being able to do things is that you get this imaginary energy from doing something extra, from bringing the good into existence. It's not exactly that, but it's like something around that where, yeah, it's like there are terms beyond those in which you're working in or thinking in. There are, it's like the opposite of the side effects. It's like a supplementary cause, so to speak. I'd have to review the notes, but it's something around that. And the point that I'm trying to get at is, imagine it's the case that you do something initially through whatever this thing is, and it gives you an extra bit. It gives you whatever this extra stuff is. You're able to do it. You go back to do it again. You've done it before. You can do it. I mean, it's like you have the raw capacity to do it. It's just that if you try and do it with your, it's like, okay, now let me actuate myself by kind of like feeling it and doing that imagining or that association. It's like, all right, that by itself, if you do nothing else, it's not enough to do it. So going back to the analogy, an example comes to mind. Maybe you're driving the car and you got someone else in the car, and it's a foreign city. You haven't been there before, and you need to get from point A to point B. And the person's like, all right, now take this left, now take this right, now go over here. It's like you go from point A to point B, you come back again. All right, now let's say that you want to do that again. You get in the car and you try and like have this feeling as if you're driving in your home city down to the store, let's say. It's like, all right, now let me exert this feeling. All right, now I'm going to drive to the store here. I did it before. I've done it in my home city, so now I should do it. It's like you do it, and it's like, it doesn't work. What does this mean? Does it mean I cannot do it? No, it doesn't mean that you can't do it. Obviously, you should somehow be able to do it. You have the capacity to do it. You just have to figure out how to exert yourself. It's like, all right, let me see how I, let me try and actually make this effort to recall how it is that I did things. All right, let me try and figure out, all right, what's associated with that. What was the last turn I took before I turned into the parking lot? Let me see if I cannot visualize this. Let me see if I cannot visualize this other thing. And I remember there was this other landmark that I noticed on, which side was it? Was it, I think it was the right-hand side. Now, where was that? And then you go through and you kind of try and reconstruct this map, and then you're able to do it, as opposed to saying, well, it must be that I don't feel like it today, or there must be some hidden fundamental limitation that prevents me from doing it, even though the real reason why I can't do it is because I haven't made enough of an effort. So I was gonna say, I don't know. No, I think I do know. I was gonna say, I don't know. I mean, this seems like it, maybe it also seems like a bit overly, like if I say I want to apply this to different things that I want to do, it's like, all right, I want to do this, I kind of stretch things towards it. Definitely feel like I have plenty of physiological energy. Not getting the movement. It's like, fine, I somehow figure out some way to take it over manually and break it down into as many small steps as it takes. It's like, all right, now you sound like you're getting a little too obsessive compulsive about things. It's like, yeah, not really though. It's like, If I'm alive, then I would like to live. I've done all this work over all this time, I'd like to put it out there. This stuff that I'd like to work on, this stuff that I would like to do. So why, what's my explanation for not doing it? Well, there's some hidden explanation, which I can't get into now, but trust me, there's some fundamental hidden reason, and just kind of go along and just do your work. Although you're never going to put anything out there. Speaking of which, it brings me to another thing that I wanted to talk about for a bit, which is trying to figure out how do I equate what I'm doing with academic research, with products put out by industry, etc. Think about that, and then and as I get close to being able to put something out for a screencast, put something out for educational materials, immediately then it's like, well, it probably already exists somewhere. Even though you actually searched for it, you didn't find anything. It still probably exists somewhere in some journal, and so therefore you cannot do it. It's like, what am I supposed to do with this? We take the same logic, we apply it to software. There is no open source software. It doesn't exist, it's an illusion. The only way software gets made is by people in industry. It's like, but it exists. Well, I don't know what to tell you. This is the type of thing, though. It's like I stretch my thinking towards it, I stretch my imagination towards it. Certain things immediately get plenty of movement. I can go off and spend a bunch of time on it. On other things, no, it's like there is this roadblock. So it's like, all right, well, at least I can still make movement in these other places. So I guess I just accept that there is some sort of fundamental limitation there. It's like it doesn't make any sense though. And what good can you expect to come from it? So talk about, say, for instance, talk about the nature of reality. What if it's the case that all that stuff that's physical, that's material, that really is, pretty much it. I mean, it is pretty rock solid. There are other things, not so much as what you'd think, though. Like all the stuff that suggests that there's something further, etc., etc. It's actually like everyone has something in their minds. Like fundamentally, the way people work, the way thinking works, is this kind of fictionalizing. Is this imagination, and yet just because everyone happens to coalesce in different areas on imagination doesn't mean like anything exists though. So the notion that it's like, well, so I can make the case that it's like, okay, all of time is coming into existence at once. The reason why, and there's like also some entity probably that's managing it all, so that's why I have whatever like the blocks are. It's like it exists for a good reason. To just keep doing work and never put it out there or anything like that. Areas where you can go ahead and waste time on, I don't mean waste time, I mean areas that are interesting that secretly are beneficial. I go ahead and spend a bunch of time on those. It's like, what if, it's like, yeah, this is all me doing a bunch of fictionalization. So other people can do other fictionalization, and the fictionalizations can be compatible for some amount of time, and then they're not going to hold up anymore, and I'm going to look back and see like, oh, that's, it's great that I bought into that. Right, so do I think it's all fictional? No, the thing is that I don't think or believe anything willingly except for things like resistance, virtue, the good, etc. These other things, like, so these things that I'm talking about are things that I think have the quality that you can build on top of them. You can do things with them. And so go with those other stuff until it's something that I can build on top of or do something with or somehow have it be proven and also it's grounded, it builds off of the mundane. No, I don't believe, I don't willingly believe anything. I don't think it makes sense to either. I think all along the way I could have believed this or that, and then it wouldn't have turned out. So what is it, like, to sum up or anything like that? To sum up, I'm trying to tell myself, take things seriously. Be as assertive as possible. It doesn't mean that things are in my control or things can work out or I can even necessarily choose the things that I want to choose, but as much as possible, be assertive, try and take more and more associative or conscious control over things, actively disbelieve any limitations and keep pushing forward. And then that way, even if things do not work out, will not have regrets because I will have done everything I could have possibly thought of. And that's it.